Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone and good evening from Restore the Roar Studios in Landpark. This is Restore the Roar Live. I'm your host, Sky Dickinson, and depending on how things shape up, I think we're going to be on air tonight for about 30, 40 minutes. We got coach and trainer Rohit Sharma calling in a little bit, and tennis coach Willard Halm right off the heels of a dominating 9-0 victory against our rivals, the Kennedy Cougars, in women's tennis yesterday at CKM Courts. He's going to come on. He's going to talk a little bit about this year's team and yesterday's match and the future of this season. And it is homecoming week. We got our big homecoming football game at Hughes Stadium on Friday night at 7:30 against Dixon. Always a good turnout. Hughes Stadium is just massive. So you can take a couple thousand people and sprinkle them throughout the stadium. And it still looks kind of sparsely attended. But the support is real. This team is a gritty team. And we're going to talk a bit more about that on the other side of this intro. And sit back, relax, folks. Pour yourself something tasty. Welcome to Restore the Roar Live. Okay, again, welcome. My name is Sky Dickinson. I'm McClatchy class of 1996. Played a little baseball, grew up an athlete, turned into a sports writer after college, and I've been doing that just about ever since. Got the opportunity to meet up with Restore the Roar a couple years ago, and we made a pretty groovy deal, and that was I'll cover these athletes, I'll give them the exposure they deserve using my sports writing expertise and my increasing photography skills. And the result has just been amazing to be able to expose and get these young student athletes as much exposure as they deserve. It has been awesome. It's been a wonderful to reconnect with my high school, meet so many awesome coaches, parents, et cetera. And I have no complaints whatsoever. I'm loving what I do. As always, Restore the Roar Live is brought to you by Simply Mobile at 4411 Freeport Boulevard. They're there for any of your phone or accessory needs. And I'm not kidding. This is a great business, a Landpark business. And if you have anything, any phone needs or questions, you stop right on by Simply Mobile there, the corner, the southeast corner of Landpark. And we have a new sponsor as of this episode, and that's GoodrumBuilders.com. GoodrumBuilders.com, custom home building company in the Landpark and Sacramento region, turning visions into realities since 1979. So welcome on board. You can check them out at GoodrumBuilders.com. Inc.com, just how it sounds. Lion Fest 2020 has been announced. We were getting a lot of messages inquiring about when Lion Fest 2019 was going to happen, given that Lion Fest 2018 went down about this time last year. Was a huge success. I think we ended up capping off tickets at a little over 300, and with coaches and a few comps and things like that, it was about a party of about 350 people. And it was just incredible. I mean, it really is the party of the year. You don't have to wait in line for anything. I mean, but more than a minute or two at tops. It's not like getting a beer at a ball game, folks. It's an incredible party. Early bird tickets are going to be available beginning in November. And got a lot of catching up to do as far as what our many student athletes have been up to in the later summer months and the beginning of the fall sports here. I'm just going to rattle off a few pieces of information that we will explore in further episodes with either more information from the coaches, parents, or some of these athletes themselves. There at a national swimming event for amateur swimmers this past summer, Luca Orlando, if you've been following Restore the Roar at all for the last couple of years, you know that name. He has the potential to be, I don't even want to jinx the kid, so I'll just stop right there. But he's an amazing guy. He's an amazing swimmer. And he, combined with George Wiley, Ben Levy, and Alex Levy, they won a 200 free medley or, a relay with a time of 1 minute, 24 seconds, 0.85 this past summer, which was good enough for first place nationally in their age group. Luca has made his way onto the U.S. national team. which is the group of swimmers in America that are the best and being groomed for the upcoming Olympics, which is next summer in Tokyo. He has qualified in the 200 free and the 200 fly. The 200 fly is really Luca's, that's his bread and butter. This guy is amazing at butterfly, and he's amazing to the point where he's broken Michael Phelps high school records. So I've got to know him a little bit, and I'm about 99% sure we'll be able to have him live here in the next month or so. Kayla Diaz is the number one ranked golfer for women's golf. Women's golf plays in the fall. Men's golf plays in the spring, just so we have, you know, enough availability for these courses. The team is undefeated so far. Coach Daniel Ng and a fleet of assistant coaches. They got things going on there. And Kayla is the number one ranked golfer, like I just said, and she's making a trip back east to a college to hang out for a week and attend one of their matches. And she's being highly sought after by colleges. She's a three-time Metro League champion, a humble gal, but an absolute killer on the course. I watched her do something truly amazing at hole number 6 at Bartley Kavanaugh this past week, but I'll save that for when we have her on live next episode. She's coming on next episode. Water polo teams, men's 2-2, women's 2-5. As of right now, these are gritty, talented teams who put in a lot of work. Water polo is no joke. I tried it at the beckoning call of some of my friends back in my senior year, and I quickly retreated back to winter baseball, which is doesn't involve something called egg beaters. It's always a tough non-conference schedule to get things started, and those teams are going to do good in Metro, I'm certain. Cross country, I don't have much info about at this point. Perhaps Coach Rohit Sharma could talk a little bit about that as well. And at this point, at the wow, that's amazing how quickly 7 minutes goes by. The seven-minute mark of Restore the Roar Live, episode number 4. I'd like to welcome my friend, Coach Rohit Sharma. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Scott. How you doing?
Not bad at all, man. Not bad at all. So he's been on the show before. He becomes the first two-time visitor to Restore the Roar Live here. Got a lot to talk about with him, including homecoming game this upcoming Friday. For those who might not be aware, he's an assistant coach for the football team. He's also the head trainer for McClatchy in general. All of McClatchy Athletics. He is the co-athletic director to the right-hand man of our athletic director, Rob Feikert. He wears a lot of hats. And this football team right now, I'm going to emphasize the positive. There's a lot to be excited about. They're 0-3, but they had two tough games. Lost a close one to Foothill a couple weeks back at Hughes Stadium. And that's coming off of a big loss last year against Foothill. And then battled against Johnson last week. Led at the half and lost a close one. So Coach Rowe has seen it all up close. So I'm going to pass it over to you, buddy, and just fill us in so far about this year's team.
Oh, yeah. This team is a joy to coach. The kids are great. The culture is definitely switching a little bit. We have a lot more team players this year. A lot of, you know, good, gritty, hard workers. But our problem this year so far has been we've been riddled with injury, losing our starting quarterback, third play of the first game didn't help, and just, you know, making mistakes and, other key players going out on defense and then offense. But even with those said injuries and losing starters, we still hung in. But those, you know, at Foothill, I mean, I think the paper had us slotted to lose 53-3. You know, we pulled it off with we lost 20-14, I believe. And we had a shot all the way toward the end while we were marching with 50 seconds left. So, you know, that just showed the type of grit the boys have. And young lady, we have a young lady on the team this year as well. And then, yeah, Johnson, we just kind of out of our element there, playing at 4 o'clock on some new turf.
Right.
You know, hot. The boys, it's just a weird day for us. And, just came down, you know, had a couple more injuries. But overall, you know, practice this week has been great. I just, you know, left our practice here about an hour ago. The boys were upbeat. You know, they're looking well. Very, very poised and ready to go into this homecoming weekend against Dixon. And hopefully we can pull away with the win there.
That's excellent, man. Yeah, having seen this team up close from the sidelines as well, win, lose, or draw, they're out there fighting. So, you know, it's something all alumni could be proud of. We hope to have a good alumni turnout. So just 4 home games this year, right?
Yeah. So what happened is, you know, of course, you know, we play at City, and if you remember, kind of back in our day, a lot of teams played at City. And slowly, as everyone kept getting their own, you know, areas of playing and leagues were getting switched up, it was just us and Christian Brothers playing back at City. But I think Sac High got into the mix, and one particular weekend, we would have had to play at 4 or 6 o'clock on a Thursday. So, and contacted River City, and River City was willing to host instead of, you know, coming over here, which really, you know, it kind of helped us out. It sucks because we lose the home game, but at the same time, you know, we get that Friday Night Lights effect, and we're not going to miss, you know, I mean, I don't know if you've ever had to play a late game on a Thursday, but that makes Fridays so much harder to get up to come to school. So we got to keep in mind these boys are student athletes, and right now we're looking at a pretty high percentage of graduation out of our boys, and we want to keep that going.
Excellent. Yeah, and thank you to River City for helping us out with the accommodations there.
No.
I guess Sac City has become a victim of its own success. A similar thing happened with baseball, you know. We ended up having to hustle down to Vacaville on short notice to when that game was set up to play at City. But yeah, cool. We also appreciate our relationship with good folks at Sac City College. Yeah, I want to take a minute to say that the defense in that Foothill game. And by the way, you said that I guess it would be the B that predicted that score. I had no idea they predicted actual scores.
Yeah, I don't remember if it was the B or if it was like Max Pretz or, you know, just the
– Oh, okay.
You know,
okay, yeah.
Let's just put it this way. We I think we shocked a lot of people enough to where we jumped up like 30 spots, even with a loss in the California ranking.
Oh, that's excellent.
So it was a well tough-fought game. I'm not taking anything away from Foothill. You know, they were a really good team last year. This year, not as elite as they were last year because they had a bunch of kids – graduate, but man, still a tough team. You know, they played hard from the beginning to the end. But yeah, no, our boys, our defense is definitely something to look at. If you look at most of the scores that were against us were off of turnovers or, you know, like really poor field position. But, you know, our defense came up big. We forced a bunch of turnovers ourselves. I mean, I guess that at
three red zone turnovers alone.
Yeah, alone. I mean, heck, the first carry of the game, we forced a turnover.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we just – our boys, our defense definitely has, you know, they put the clamp down when they need to.
For sure. Yeah, I noticed that. And I was I'll have the babysitting situation taken care of for homecoming, but I had my – I had to pick up my daughter by 10 o'clock on the night of that game against Foothill. And when you kick off at 7:30, I mean, you know, the time goes by, you know, you snap your fingers and it's 10 o'clock, right? So
it's fast. So we didn't get out of there until like 11:30 that night. So
yeah. And so I'm leaving to try to get there on time for the babysitter. And I'm got the windows down as I'm leaving the facility. That's when you guys took the kick to the house, the 99-yarder. I believe it was Edwin Moses. And I'm like, "Glad you touched it." I'm like, "Oh man, I got to turn around."
Yeah. What had happened?
Yeah.
What happened on that? They marched down and they scored on us, and you know, and our boys, you know, we're down by a score, and next you know, they kick it off, and Edwin, God bless his heart, grabs that thing, and he just takes off like a roadrunner, and they couldn't catch him. Yeah, it was exciting.
That's cool, man. So yeah, there's a lot of fun to be had out there this Friday, 7:30, Hughes Stadium. We're hosting Dixon. Again, you know, win, lose, or draw, man, the cheerleaders are out there giving it their all, the bands out there, the student sections out there, the parents are out there, the alumni. It's a great scene. I love it. I love it. A live football game is something else, man, at any level.
Yep.
So can you fill us in at all about what's been going on with the cross country team?
They've been, the cross country team has been going to a lot of these bigger meets on weekends. And I think this past weekend was our girls team did well. They took 10 out of 33 teams. You know, boys are, you know, kind of the 12 range out of, you know, like the same amount of, you know, 30s, 35s. Our JV and our both JV boys and girls are doing real well. We have a couple, you know, runners that are killing it right now, but we're still very young. So I'm looking forward to the league starting here. Once the league kicks up, then you'll definitely see McClatchy in that number one spot because they work. I mean, even today I was out there at football practice and they did a long run and then they came back and they were doing their extra stride outs on the track over there. They're a pretty well-oiled machine right there. Coach Watkins is doing a great job with them.
That's awesome, man. And so are you. Yeah, Coach Watkins, obviously a very knowledgeable coach. And then it's just night and day as far as the facilities go. You know, I mean, this is more than a new coat of paint we're talking about. This is a whole new place to train, to be excited about, you know, can actually get positive results and build results much quicker. And it's showing. And I mean, it's amazing to see how new facilities equals new energy, equals new talent, equals new, you know, all this. And then tennis court's the same thing. We're going to have Coach Willard Holm on here in about 5 or 6 minutes. They're playing on new tennis courts. Boom. You know, they've beaten teams they haven't beaten 10 years. They're Metro champions, this, that, and the other thing. So it's really, really, really cool to see the impact that the new facilities are having on all these teams. And it's made possible by great coaches such as yourself, my friend.
Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Let's walk it back to football one last time. I've noticed this in the NFL. I mean, again, it's something I've noticed at all levels, including professional, and that is, how do you work hard enough in the preseason and the summertime in order to be properly prepared without, while still tiptoeing that razor's edge of risking injury? I mean, how is that done?
Well, we've significantly reduced the amount of contact we have at practice, and that's partially our choice, but a lot of it is also rules coming down from the league. We're not allowed to hit more than, nine a week, and that's not including the game. So we tone it down a lot. And when we'll go to form, some safer ways of hitting as well. And then also, to be honest, the big difference is that we have that consistent feel to run. Because where we were before, a lot of our injuries would come from slipping and falling on an uneven, field, and now we have that nice new turf over there. There's less injury of risk of getting injured.
Uh-huh. All right. So, yeah, it's amazing. I've been hanging out with Ro. This has probably happened already like 15 times in the year and a half I've been covering McClatchy. We're hanging out on the sidelines at a football game. We're hanging out on the sidelines at a soccer match. And all of a sudden, boom, somebody's got something. And this is the man, the first responder, for real, for the whole campus, like several acres. And luckily he's got the golf cart hopping that thing and make it there. So, all right, man, anything else you want to add? Have you seen any prediction made by any website about this Friday's game?
I haven't seen them yet. I try not to look at them too often. I just like, boys, just try to get them, boys and girls, just try to get them just for 1 week at a time.
Gotcha, buddy. Thank you very much for your time, man. I will see you on Friday.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's go Lions.
Go Lions. Coach Rohit Sharma putting in some time at the end of what is always a long day for the guy. He also teaches at the school. He wears many hats, and again, I can't thank him enough for coming on. We got Coach Willard Holm, great coach. He coaches men's and women's tennis. And I haven't seen him pop up here on the switchboard yet. So what I'm going to do is, for the second time, I'm going to plug our sponsors. Simply Mobile at 4411 Freeport Boulevard. There for all your phone needs. I've known the owner for a long time. He's a friend of mine. In fact, I went in there initially looking for a phone that I could do my podcast on, my first podcast, which was called the California Sports Report. And we had a lot of fun with that for a couple of years. And I abandoned the idea of doing the podcast through the phone as far as a host goes, because I have so many other options here streaming. And I'm pretty happy with the audio quality here so far. So Simply Mobile, 4411 Freeport Boulevard, 916-456-7478. And for anybody interested in having any remodeling work, any custom home work done to separate yourself from the track homes and the neighbors, you're going to check out GoodrumBuildersInc.com. GoodrumBuildersInc. Excellent. All right, we're hitting the 7:20 mark in perfect stride here. And if my switchboard is telling me correctly, I now have my buddy Coach Willard Hom on live with me. Coach Hom, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right, so we are just about 24 hours past a 9-0 win over our rival Kennedy Cougars out at CKM Courts yesterday. I was there watching the action with my daughter. As a matter of fact, I gave her the camera, and she took a couple pictures, one of which I used in the slideshow. So a 5.5-year-old took a picture I used in the slideshow. Anyways, back to your squad. 9-0 means that all 9 matches were won by McClatchy. I couldn't quite tell that was going to be the case when I was there, but evidently it went down like that, huh? Talk a bit about yesterday's match, Coach.
Well, every year is different, and we had no idea because it was the first league match, and so there was no record of how Kennedy was going to do.
Right.
So it was a bit of a surprise, and their number one player had an injury and had to sit out, so we didn't see her play. But at the same time, our number one player had a slight injury, not nearly as bad as I think their player had. And we just held her out for precautionary reasons. So this probably will be the same lineup that we'll see later on in the second half of the season. That's the main thing. We didn't know how they're going to be. We just played it straight up. Nothing special. We played them just like any other team.
I gotcha. Yeah. It's always fun for the alumni to see that McClatchy has defeated Kennedy, obviously. But, yeah, I completely understand the generalized approach. Go ahead.
Kennedy does present an interesting situation because a lot of our players actually have friends that go to Kennedy. And so sometimes it can be tough to play the school where you have a lot of friends, and some of them are on the other team.
Interesting.
And at the same time, yeah, and then in the past we've actually had it where a family had one kid that went to McClatchy and one kid that went to Kennedy. And so that was that always creates a little interesting dynamic. But so, it's a special situation between Kennedy and McClatchy.
I bet. And for the record, I've never heard of that. I've heard of one kid going to McClatchy, one kid going to Christian Brothers, but I've never heard of one kid going to McClatchy, one kid going to Kennedy. That is crazy. A house divided. Yeah?
Yep.
All right.
It's happened.
So what's the record look like so far this year?
Okay, with Kennedy's win, we are now 4-3. The 3 losses, they're all good teams. Even some of the wins are against good teams, but the 3 losses came to Lincoln of Stockton. They won the bracket at the NorCal tennis team tournament that we just finished. And then we did beat Rio Americano twice, and we beat Elk Grove once. But the 2 losses were to Oak Ridge and Lincoln and to Davis. They're quality teams, obviously.
Sure. And I'm sure the teams appreciate when they come to McClatchy now, hey, some sparkling new facilities. Things have been upgraded quite a bit. They were they had deteriorated.
Yeah.
They had deteriorated to the point
back,
where we couldn't even play games there anymore. But we're back. Yeah. Talk a bit about that.
Yeah. Well, somewhere I mentioned that this is the first time in my 10-year history at McClatchy that Davis actually played a varsity match here at McClatchy. And I don't know, there are a lot of reasons why that was the case, but our courts are actually in better shape than Davis's are. And so they were actually happy to play on our court. It's a little turnaround, I guess, but that's actually one of the benefits. Some teams that we haven't had on our courts before, they're actually happy to come now. So that's a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, and they did like quality courts. In fact, the Lincoln coach, when they came out, they said, gee, this is nice. They're asking how heavily used the courts are. And I said, well, the public uses it when we're not using it because the word has gotten out that they're pretty nice courts.
Yeah, for sure. And, I showed up the day that they were initially pouring the stuff, and they were wearing these masks. I started taking pictures that they were all wearing these inhalation masks, and they're like, no, you don't want to get too close to the initial the chemical that forms the base. But they covered it, they painted it really nice. Yeah, everything looks great. One little issue that I discovered while speaking to one of your assistant coaches in a recent match, was that there's no water access to the court. So,
oh yeah,
at least, yeah. So it's like it's impossible
actually,
to like wash the blackberries off the edge of it that are falling from the tree on Bidwell.
Yeah. You know, when the design was going, I actually got to talk to the district staff who were coming out to they're specking the whatever, you know, they inspect and check out the site before they get the contract started or finished.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, they were specking it out basically, and I had asked them to could they improve the electricity because we don't have an outlet on, we only have an electric outlet for one court, and so that limits your use of a ball machine. So you can't use the ball machine on other courts because the length of the cord would have to be really long, you know, and you don't want to have that long of an extension cord. So I
sure.
just asked that question and said, well, you're not going to get we'll keep that electric outlet, but we can't extend it. And by the way, you're going to lose the water. I go, I need the water to wash the courts. I know we had droughts and I couldn't do it for a couple of years because of the drought, but if we don't have a drought, I'd like to wash the courts.
Yeah.
And the district official said the code has changed since those were built in. It is now not up to code. We have to take the pipe out. And I said, well, you know, that means I can't wash the courts. And then I thought about it and I go, okay, we'll take the courts, even if you
yeah.
can't wash them by, you know, I'll take court. I'll get a resource.
For sure.
That's fine.
Yeah. And there's got to be, perhaps, I mean, I'm hoping there's some option to do a long hose and maybe a pressure washer or something. I know when the volleyball, men's volleyball had a fundraiser, that's what they did with the car wash out front. They tapped into the a faucet out in the, right out in the, that's meant for, you know, keeping the grounds watered and everything like that. They tapped into one of those, use a pressure washer, and everything worked out perfect. But hopefully there's some solution because we'd like to be able to keep those courts pristine. Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
You just look upstairs to the man, and he does the wash for you.
There you
it
go.
It rained.
Yeah, yeah.
Our courts got washed, and I didn't lift a finger.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Ideally, they'd like to be, scrubbed, but yeah, in certain areas. But yeah, that works. If we can count on Nature's Cycle to keep it clean, that could work as well.
Yep.
Well, how far are we into, so let's see, at 4-3, 7 games in, I see a bunch of home games coming up. There's a bit of an offsetting error on the district website, ccam.scusd.edu, that posts all the schedules.
Oh.
For instance, yeah, like it says that our next home game is against Rio on Thursday, September 20th, but Thursday is actually tomorrow, September 19th. So everything's like a day off. But things like this happen. Yeah, things like this happen. So just you could clear it up for us. You would be the man who knows. Are we hosting Rio tomorrow or on Friday the 20th?
On Thursday, September 19th, we're hosting Laguna Creek High School.
Okay. Okay.
And then on Tuesday,
September
24th, we're visiting River City. So, boy, there's a few changes. I'm going to have to call up. I don't have access to the website, but I'll have to contact somebody. Okay. I didn't know the error was there. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for alerting me to
it. No problem at all. No, I'm glad to do it. And in fact, it said that our game yesterday against Kennedy was at Kennedy, and it says that our match against and it says that our match against River City that you just mentioned is at McClatchy. So yeah, I don't know what to make of it.
Oh no.
Some, yeah.
Okay.
But
I hope we people are going to the wrong places. Okay.
So yeah, it needs to be updated a little bit. But long one short, I can, you know, I'm conveying everything that's real to all of our followers on the website. So we're good.
Okay.
You know, our alumni and the people who are following us are going to be good. We're going to be just fine. All right. Anything else you would like to add?
Yes, sure. The this is, you know, every year is, you get some new faces, but we've actually had a pretty good incoming crowd of players this year. About 6 new players, maybe more. A lot of freshmen. Although some of the freshmen are low on the ladder, their potential is really high. So it's The future looks pretty bright. I don't know how we're going to do this year. It's you need a crystal ball to do that. But
sure.
Next year has a lot of promise.
Well, that's excellent. No, the tennis I'm seeing played on these courts is pretty high quality, man. So I know you're going on the humble side, but yeah, this team's fun to watch. And let me ask you this: as far as rankings go, does that change? You know, as from your number one to your number six, does that change from week to week, like say like college football rankings, or is that something that pretty much stays the same all year?
Oh, well, the ladder of the team can change if you have injuries or you run challenge matches or if a coach feels that a player is, is in a slump, then you should, the coach has the discretion to move a player higher or lower depending on how they're doing, because it really hurts the team if you play them too high or too low. So,
sure.
It is the coach's job, and he has the ability to move a player up and down. Usually it's an injury that makes you do that, or a player in a slump who basically, and sometimes it's related to injuries. You play worse when you have a bad knee or something. Or if you're ill, you might have a bad
week. Yeah, and you mentioned the phrase challenge matches. Is that when, like, one player calls out another, or the coaches match up two different players?
Oh.
Or?
Well, it can vary between schools. There's no set pattern. Every coach runs things his or her way. In fact, I've changed the way I've done it over the years. So I didn't even stick to the same formula from the past. So depends on the team, depends on how much time I have and resources. If the team is very set, if the hierarchy or the level of players is very well defined, then there's no reason to run any challenge matches after the first week or two, because the players aren't going to suddenly surprise you by beating a player they lost to before. Okay.
Gotcha.
So
yeah.
In the past, that has been true in prior teams. But in more recent times, the difference between the players has become blurred. The difference has gotten a lot smaller than it was before.
Uh-huh.
So it does justify updating your rankings, because the players, get better during the season. And if they weren't that far apart, a slight improvement means they could beat the guy they lost to before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hope you can hear me. Okay. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
that's
yeah.
what – but most coaches try to limit the number of ladder matches because, one, it takes time. If you play a hard one, it's a full match, you don't want to play a dual match, another school, the next day because your kid is too tired or worn out from the challenge match. So the number of times that you can run challenge matches is really limited.
Uh-huh. Okay. I got you. And I'll tell you something. I'm just clicking around here in the last couple minutes. I guess there was an old schedule on the SCUSD website that was actually last year's schedule. That's why everything was a bit off. And they've updated. They've put this year's schedule up. So I'm hoping that this is correct, because it does say we played Kennedy yesterday at home. Good. And then it says we play Laguna Creek tomorrow at home. Okay,
yep,
perfect.
Should be a good match.
That River City Road. Yeah, I'm gonna do my best to be there. There's a lot of McClatchy Athletics going on tomorrow, but I'm gonna do my best to swing by. And then the next home one after that that fans can check out will be October 1st against Monterey Trail. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Excellent. Well, we are on board. We are watching. I'm getting your content out there for your players. And Coach, keep doing a hell of a job, and I appreciate your time very much on Restore the Roar Live.
Okay. Also, I should give a shout-out to our assistant coaches. We have one of the best coaching staffs around. So it isn't just me. It's a group.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It always is. Yeah.
Team job. Okay.
For sure. Thanks, Coach. Till next time. I'll see you soon.
Okay, bye.
All right, so there we go. In part that was my mistake too. I had linked the SCUSD schedule before they had put the updated 2019 one on there. That will be remedied in the next 5 minutes on RestoreTheRoar.org. where you can check out a lot of content about our student athletes from the great C.K. McClatchy. It's going to be a wonderful year, this 2019-20 season. This is the first podcast since school has got started. There is so much to sink our teeth into as time goes on. Fall turns into winter, winter turns into spring, and before you know it, we're doing that student athlete assembly there once again, passing out awards to the best in the school. So on behalf of everybody, thanks again for tuning in, and thanks for Coach Willard Hahn for his time. Thanks for Coach Rohit Sharma. I am Sky Dickinson, your host of Restore the Roar Live. We will be back next week, probably about 7 to 10 days. It's a flexible schedule as of now, you know, making sure that I can get coaches on air and things like that. So thanks again for joining us. This is brought to you by Simply Mobile on Freeport Boulevard and GoodrumBuildersInc.com. Till next time, thanks for tuning in. Good night.